Okay, so please, I'm Jeff. Good morning. Please take anything off your lap, anything that's distracting you, and get in a comfortable position. And we'll start. So you can close your eyes, go inside. Let's start by just taking a couple long, deep breaths. So breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just notice whatever you're feeling this morning, where you're holding any kind of energy in your body, any tightness, typically in your stomach, chest, or throat area. See where you're holding any kind of tenseness in, any energy. Just see where that is on 0 to 10, 10 being a lot of energy, a lot of tenseness, 0 being nothing. Just see where you stand right now. Take a check. And this is the simplest form of releasing, kinesthetic releasing. You can do this any time of the day or night. It's very simple, and it works. So let's go. Take another deep breath. And just imagine a window in front of your body. Just open up that window and decide to let that energy go out. And more. And more. And even more. And just checking to see how you feel. A little bit lighter, the same, higher. Once again, go inside. Open up that window and let the energy go out. And more. And more. And even more. And just notice how you feel. Take a check. Lighter, the same, heavier. It's all okay. There's no right way. Sometimes when we let go, more things come up, and that's okay. Now let's go to see what your mind is doing this morning. What thoughts are coming to your mind, what concerns, what worries. And just welcome up that mind. The distraction of the mind. It's always playing some tune. So just allow your mind now just to have thoughts. It's not good or bad, it's just what the mind does. Just let go of the opinion about it and just notice the thoughts coming and the thoughts going. Just allow your mind to have thoughts. And can you just love your mind? Just love it for what it's doing. It's just trying to protect you. It's trying to hold things together. So we don't like the mind, and it keeps the mind stuck. So for now, in this moment, can you decide to love the mind? And more. And more. And even more. Just see how you feel. Check in to see if that mind yours is a little bit quieter. So when we love and accept and approve of things, they quiet down, they disappear. sort of the reverse of what we do. Normally we want to just fight things. So now we're loving things, loving the mind. Now look to see something you're trying to figure out, some issue. Work, personal life, anything that your mind seems to be dwelling on, that one thing that's bothering you. So see if you can allow that your mind to try to figure it out. Just allow the mind to try to figure out that issue. Just give it freedom to do that. Let your mind have its way right now. Just let it have thoughts. And now, can you decide in this one moment to let go of trying to figure anything out? And more? And more? And even more? And notice how you feel. Notice if that mind's a little bit quieter. And when you're more quiet, then the answers come very easily, automatically, like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. It didn't come from work. It didn't come from effort. It came from letting go. And actually, that's the easiest way. Not the way we're conditioned. The easiest way is to let go. And there it is. That's what I'm going to do next. Becomes easy. And then let's look at wanting approval, lacking approval, and just see where you're disapproving, where your mind is disapproving of something. Perhaps about yourself, something that you don't like about yourself, or could be someone else in the world that you disapprove of what they're doing to you. It's not right. It's not fair. The mind likes to disapprove. That's what it does. So for now, just notice that disapproval. Welcome that disapproving energy, the disapproving thoughts up. Instead of pushing them down, just allow them to come up. And just feel that disapproval energy. Can you let go of disapproving? And can you let go even more of disapproving? And more? And even more? And even more? Now, welcome up that feeling of wanting approval, lacking approval. And can you let go of wanting approval so that you have approval? Let go of wanting approval so you have approval. Let go of wanting approval so you have approval. And what feels better? Wanting approval or having approval? Do you have approval? Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more, and even more. Just notice how you feel. And can you give yourself approval? And give yourself more approval. and more approval. And even more. Let's expand that approval beyond ourselves. So just imagine every cell in your body is vibrating a white light of love and approval. And let's expand that white light all around us. All through this room, everybody in the room today. All through the Imago Center, Sedona, Arizona, all across the country, all around the world. All across the universe, expanding love and approval. And just imagine now if every person on the planet doing the same thing right now, expanding the love and approval, everyone walking around with this kind of love and approval. Let's expand on that, what that would be like, what that's like right now. Further and even more. And just check in to see how you feel now. Now, welcome up that wanting control, lacking control feeling. And just allow yourself to feel out of control. Sometimes you don't like feeling out of control. It feels dangerous. So when we're releasing, we want to go right into that feeling. So just now, just go right into that feeling of being out of control. Think of something that throws you out of control. And just bring that feeling up. And can you just love that feeling of being out of control? Love it some more. Love it some more. And love it even more. And can you let go of wanting control so you have control? Can you let go of wanting control so you have control? And do you have control? Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more, and even more. And what are you experiencing now? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Now let's look at wanting safety, lacking safety. Fear of death. This happens to me, I may die. The feeling we get when things don't go our way, that we're threatened somehow by somebody or by something happening. It's the last thing that Lester released on was the fear of death, fear of safety and security, the ultimate thing to let go of. So just go into that feeling now of feeling insecure. Just allow yourself to feel insecure. Instead of pushing through it, instead of overriding it, let's just go in there and go deep dive into that feeling of insecurity. See what happens when we go right into it. Can you be one with that feeling of insecurity? And can you be one some more? And can you let go of wanting safety so you have safety? Let go of wanting safety so you have safety. Let go of wanting so you have. And do you have safety? Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more. What are you experiencing now? Can you let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better? Can you let go of that feeling? See if it gets even better. Let go of that feeling and see if it gets even better. And just check in now and see what you're, see if you're feeling the quiet mind. And just imagine that this is the way we operate, from a quiet mind, all day long, every day. That's why we're here at the retreat, to go deeper and deeper into the quiet. So let's bring up one of your intentions being at the retreat. Think of something that's important to you, an intention you have here. Could be to have a quieter mind. Could be to be healthier. Start a business. Be financially successful. Wonderful relationships. Anything that you have that's an intention for being here. Let's go into that intention right now. Just imagine it's already happened. You have a quiet mind. You've gotten what you wanted. Anything come up right now when you imagine right now that you have that intention? Notice any resistance to that. Anything coming up that's resisting that. That can't happen. It's not that easy. It's going to take years. That mind that comes in when we start a new goal or a new intention doesn't like to have it happen. It's going to squash it. So let's walk them up now. That resistance that we all have towards breaking out into a new intention, new goal. And welcome up that resistance. It's already there, so let's just bring it up. And just say yes to your resistance. and say yes some more. And say yes some more. And say yes even more. And can you just love that resistance? Can you love it if it stays? Can you love it if it leaves? Can you love it either way? Can you just let that resistance go? Resistance, I love you. I really, really love you. And I'm choosing to let you go. It's a choice. And let it go more. And more. And even more. What are you experiencing now? Let's look at the other side, because it's going to come up. It does come up when we think about an intention or a goal. Well, geez, imagine not getting that goal, not getting that intention. That thought's already there, so let's go into it rather than avoid it. So imagine not getting that intention. What comes up when you think about that? Wanting approval, wanting control, wanting to be safe. See what's there. You don't like it. You want to get what you want. Wanting control, wanting to control it. So what about that wanting control feeling? Lacking control feeling. And can you allow yourself to feel out of control? Feels a little out of control. We don't get what we want. Feels a little out of control. So just bring that up. And can you let go of wanting control so you have control? Let go of wanting control so you have control. Let go of wanting control so you have control. And do you have control? Expand that feeling of having. And more. And more. And even more. And welcome up that wanting approval. Lacking approval feeling. I can only approve myself if I get my goal. I don't deserve it if I don't. That kind of wanting approval feeling that brings us down. So welcome up that wanting. It's blocking us from having. So welcome up the wanting approval. Can you let go of wanting approval so you have approval? Can you let go of wanting approval so you have approval? And do you have approval? Can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more? And can you give yourself approval? And more approval? And even more approval. And can you give yourself approval regardless? You realize the intention? You don't realize the intention. Can you give approval no matter what happens? It's your choice. And more approval. And then finally, wanting safety, wanting security. I can only feel safe if I really get what I want, get that intention. I'm waiting to get it, and then I'll feel safe and secure. Well, it doesn't work that way. It works the other way. So let's let go of wanting, that wanting safety and security. Just feel that feeling of insecurity. Welcome it up. Insecurity. And can you let go of wanting safety so you have safety? Can you let go of wanting safety so you have safety? And do you have safety? And can you expand that feeling of having? And more? And more? And even more? And what are you experiencing now? Can you let go of that feeling? See if it gets even better. Let go of that feeling. See if it gets even better. Let go of that feeling. See if it gets even better. And can it be okay either way? We'd be okay if we realize our intention or we don't realize our intention. And which one do you prefer? And can you let go of that even? Let go of everything. And let's decide today to bring our full intention to releasing. All together. We're together. It's much more powerful. Together releasing. So just decide right now. We're going to bring all your attention today to releasing. That's the number one focus. Let go of distractions and just make that decision. Okay, so you can open your eyes.